I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the NBA, then NFL after that. After that, it's Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party of four. Thompson, party... Oh, there you are.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
Today, your McDonald's order could be more than an order. It could be the first meal you've enjoyed back inside your favorite Mickey D's. It could be a quick bite after getting a fresh cut from a real barber. Or it could be your way of getting back to feeling like yourself again. Whatever this order is, McDonald's will be here to take it.
Enjoy some of your morning favorites, like a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, or sausage McGriddles for just $1 each. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with combo meal, dining rooms are starting to reopen in certain communities.
Hiring the best people can transform your business and help take it to another level. Indeed can certainly help you find those talented people. We have nearly 3/4 of all job seekers in the U.S., according to ComScore, and smart tools to help you find the best candidate for you. Indeed also provides flexibility to only pay for what you need and won't lock you into any long-term contracts. Claim your $75 credit to get more quality candidates fast when you post your first job at Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate. Now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It's game on at Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica. With their focus on your safety, you can focus on winning. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I've got dreams. Dreams. Nobody knows how I'm feeling sad. All I know, I walk.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's do the Chris Harrington thing.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is reggae star Toots Hibbert's version of the Otis Redding song, I've Got Dreams to Remember, from his, 1988 album, Toots in Memphis, which I put into the Essential Memphis Library this week. Toots Hibbert currently hospitalized in Jamaica, battling what is believed to be COVID.
Give me the context. What is the significance of this album?
That it's good.
What's the Memphis?
Go ahead, yeah. Toots Hibbert was the lead singer of Toots and the Maytals, one of the first, if not the first, sort of, major reggae groups, sort of predated, I would say, Bob Marley and the Wailers a little bit, or at least predated Bob Marley's ascendance as a solo star. One of the great reggae acts, and Toots Hibbert was directly, first of all, the whole genre of reggae was influenced by Memphis R&B and soul. But Toots in particular was influenced by Otis Redding as a vocalist. And so there was all this heavy Memphis influence in his sound, in the reggae sound initially. And then in the 80s, he came to Memphis to record an album in Memphis, doing Memphis soul songs, and sort of, brought those two things together and brought, some of the great Jamaican musicians with him to play with Memphis musicians on the record.
Which of the NBA series is the most interesting to you?
Wow, that's a good question, because they're sort of I still don't think the Clippers Nuggets. I'm sort of going to go through process of elimination here. I don't think the Clippers Nuggets thing is particularly interesting. I know the Nuggets took a game, but I just feel like the Clippers are sort of messing around, and I don't really believe that's going to be a competitive series. The Bucks Heat is obviously interesting because the Heat are almost certainly going to win it, it seems, and the number one seed gets knocked down in the second round, and there's the various repercussions of that. It's not as interesting to watch at this point, even though Milwaukee just won that game. I mean, you're down 3-1 with Giannis limping and on crutches. It seems unlikely Milwaukee's going to come back and take the series. I don't know if I believe in the Lakers-Rockets as a real competitive series going forward. It's 1-1, but I wonder if there's a little bit of the Clippers syndrome of sort of fooling around a little bit by the Lakers. I'm still not going to count out Toronto. I mean, they went down 2-0 and people sort of started to count them out, and then they won 2 to tie it up. And they lost pretty handily over the weekend, and so now they're down 3-2, and they're on the cusp of elimination. But that Toronto team is resourceful, so I still think there's a good chance that gets to Game 7.
All right, I'll go through them in a minute. Who's been the best team in the playoffs?
Well, Miami just lost one game, and so, I mean, they've sort of been the best team, I guess. from a strictly performance based in the playoffs. But I would say Boston, like to me, if you had to predict the finals right now, like based on how teams are playing, I think it's Clippers Celtics is who I think probably seem like the best teams right now.
Yeah, I think, yes, right now you would think Clippers Celtics. Although it's interesting, you have to go back to the Clippers series. The messing around thing is, you have to sort of explain away the Clippers by saying they're messing around. Because they, I mean, I guess they are messing. I mean, it appears like, even more so with the Lakers, it looks like they're messing around. It just sort of has that feel of it, that they look like they're messing around. So I guess you'd say the Clippers, and certainly I think the Celtics. Let me go to the Bucks series. Chris Middleton played 47 minutes as they got that win, finally. Of course, Giannis was gone. You talked about the fallout, the repercussions, et cetera. I don't know that – what could they be? I mean, what do you imagine? And if you – would they be justified in firing Budenholzer?
Well, look at what just happened in Philadelphia. If you have a roster that's stalling out of where you think it should go, and you have star players you're worried about, you know, are they going to leave free agency, or are we going to have to trade them? The coach, no matter who the coach is always more expendable than star players. And so, if you look at your hand and like the only cards you have to play are like trade your star or change your coach, like it's a lot easier to change your coach. Before you, like, that's not the last card you want to play. It's not the star player. And so do I think there'll be a coaching change? No. But could I see a scenario where you talk yourself into, if they look up and say, like, we can't just roll it back, and so the only two major things we can do are change the coach and hope that changes our situation. You know, remember Detroit back in the day at one point. Like, they had Rick Carlisle, I believe, who was, like, a great coach, and then they made a change to Larry Brown. They won a title. I may have gotten that wrong, but they made a change while they were good.
That's right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, Toronto made the change from Dwayne Casey and Nick Nurse while they were good. And so, you know, the Bulls on the way up made the change from Doug Collins to Phil Jackson while they were good. There's a lot of precedence for that, for that working out. And so you could talk yourself into, like, Budenholzer built this great culture, but he's not the guy to get us there in the playoffs. And we're not going to give up a win in a title with Giannis, and the best move we can make is a coaching change. Like, they could do that, because otherwise, like, you're already seeing it now, like, all over the place. The Giannis speculation of where of how long he lasts in Milwaukee and where he goes and how he gets there is already percolating, and it's going to hit overdrive when they get eliminated.
It actually irritates me. I mean, maybe. Like, if he were in L.A., if the Bucks were the L.A. team, would we be hearing this? What happens is if a small market team doesn't get where they're supposed to go, the entire universe is so willing to urging almost them to move. This momentum
If the Bucks were one of the L.A. teams, we'd be hearing the conversation we heard, you know, a year ago or whenever it was with LeBron. It wasn't where's LeBron's going to go. It's what are the Lakers going to do to add another star to go with LeBron, right? And you got to get Anthony Davis. And so if Milwaukee were not Milwaukee, if Milwaukee were Chicago or L.A. or New York, the conversation would be like, okay, who's going to go pair up with Giannis? And what can we all do as a society to make sure a second star goes to pair up with Giannis, right? It'd be like, we all have to get together on this to pluck someone else to go to Milwaukee. But because it's Milwaukee, it's going to be the other way.
Now, is that unfair bias, or is that realistically just sizing up the situation and realizing you can't get another star to Milwaukee and you can to L.A.? Or is it we, for some reason, as a society, want to get these people to L.A. or which one of those is it? I find it really irritating, and it's instructive of what's going to happen with Ja if the Grizzlies don't.
I mean, you're getting way ahead. You're looking 7 years ahead.
Yeah. Time, well, is it 7 years? Is it 7 years? How long is it 7 years ahead?
I think the odds of Ja Morant not signing a second contract with the Grizzlies are very small.
Right.
I would say. And you got 3 years left on the rookie contract before you get to that point. And right. So, yeah. So I'm not, I mean, we speculate about everything all the time, but that is not a pressing concern.
Right.
I think to go back to your initial question, you know, is it, I think it's probably an obnoxious admission of reality.
That's exactly right. It's an obnoxious admission of reality. I think that's exactly right. So just so for people who don't know, he can walk, Giannis can walk in next year, right? 2000, whenever next year is. At the end of next year, if he turns
right.
down the Supermax contract extension, he could leave at the end of next year. And so everyone, so basically, if he turns it down, you're then in a position of saying, we have to get what we can get for Giannis. And so what kind of package can we get for Giannis?
Well, if you look around, there's been speculation for a long time, but like, it seems like a poorly kept secret, if anything, that Miami and Toronto in particular have been organizing themselves, and those teams are still alive, right?
Right.
I mean, Miami's going to move on, and Toronto might. That could be an Eastern Conference Finals. That both of those teams have been conducting themselves in a way to position themselves to go after Giannis when the time comes. So yeah, those two teams. But then there's always speculation about the LA and New York teams. Period. And then there's Golden State speculation, and there's Dallas speculation. And so, yeah, all that's out there.
It's funny. Toronto and Miami make sense because Giannis is a cosmopolitan dude, right? And so Toronto isn't typically a destination, but it's a place where Giannis might
right.
want to go. And Miami, you know, it's Miami, for God's sakes. So you can imagine that as well. Anyway, I find myself rooting for the Bucks for this very reason. How much, by the way, it's obviously taken some of the luster off the Budenholzer reputation. How much of the failure to close do we see and blame on Giannis, or does it highlight his limitations?
In my sort of intermittent listening to NBA podcasts, I subscribe to about 20 of them, and I listen to like 10% of them. Most of them, like, they show up on my phone, and I delete them because who has the time? But I actually. The dread Bill Simmons, who a lot of people hate, they've made, I think, a really interesting point in one I listened to recently, where he said Giannis is Shaq. And I think there's really something to that, in the sense that he's a different physical form for like a different era, but he is essentially a unique physical force attacking the rim, right? He just does it in a different way with a different body type than Shaq did. But that is sort of what he is. And he made the point that, like, Shaq was always at his best with the star guard. It was, you know, it was Penny, and then it was Kobe, and it was Dwayne Wade. And, you know, Shaq with mediocre guards, like, we never really saw it. So, maybe it would have been great just because he was Shaq. But there always was the star guard there. And he sort of makes the point that people, because when Giannis' career began, we thought of him as a small forward. It's sort of like a more extreme version of Kevin Durant, who like started as a two guard or whatever. Now, like, he might be like he's more of a four. Like, Giannis came in, people thought of him as a wing, and really he's sort of a power forward by starting position, and effectively he's sort of a new age center. And Simmons sort of makes the point that because he came in as a wing, people think of him in these Kawhi, LeBron kind of terms or Luka kind of terms. He's really not that kind of player. He's more of a big, a modern big. And as such, to win a title, they may need a better lead perimeter player. Like, Chris Middleton's really good and was great in that last game, but is Chris Middleton the lead ball handler on the title team, right? And it may be that Giannis can't be that because that's just not what he is.
Well, and they also miss Malcolm Brogdon, don't you think? I mean, they didn't want to pay the luxury
yes.
tax. I get that they didn't want to pay the luxury tax, but that's another one of the perils of small marketry. Like, if you're Golden State, you go ahead and do it. If you're New York, you go ahead and do it, I guess, right?
Yeah, no, that was just a mistake. And that was, you know, Malcolm Brogdon, A, is older than you think because he was like a 5-year college guy or whatever. And he's got a pretty rocky health history. And so, you know, I don't know what internally went into their sort of decision-making about what the value of that contract would be going forward. But they were in a position to compete for a title, obviously. And they let arguably their best guard, best second-best guard, him and Eric Bledsoe, certainly a better playoff-proven guard, walk. And the idea at the time was, well, we're going to get this first-round pick, and then we're going to turn and flip that first-round pick in the trade market. And that just never happened. Like, it seemed like the first part of a two-part move, And the second part never really happened. And so you basically just subtracted one of your three or four best players without really replacing them.
In terms of the Lakers series, a lot of it's about Russell Westbrook. Like, he was really good the first game, and he was just horrific the second game. He is owed $135 million over the next 3 years. That's a bad deal for Houston, isn't it?
They gave up two first-round picks and two more pick swaps for the honor of paying him that contract.
It's just lunacy. Absolute lunacy.
It's an all-in right now move that's probably not going to work. The interesting thing about that series is that, and this is,
this is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations in your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
Yeah, and I benched Dwight Howard, didn't play. JaVale McGee played 8 minutes. And Rondo, of course, is back. It's funny. Rondo is basically Westbrook and Rondo are each 30% career three-point shooters. One of them takes them, though. One of them takes them and misses, and one of them is smart enough not to take them. Like, it's remarkable that how Russell Westbrook can absolutely destroy you when he's bad Russell Westbrook. All right, we'll talk to you again tomorrow, Chris. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington. We will take a break. Come back. I'm excited because this week is, A, it's a short week, and B, it is also NFL week. So we will come back and talk about the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney joins the Titans. What does that do? And more. It's Jeff Gawkins Show. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins, and joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that offers America's best-selling face masks. Thank you, Suzanne, for joining me today. Tell me about NanoSilver technology. How does that work?
NanoSilver is really effective when it's put in a cloth face cover, and studies are showing that masks have been a big way to help stop the spread. And at Boomer Naturals, we offer three layers of enhanced NanoSilver technology in the cloth. And there's a lot of benefits to having that, but they're also highly comfortable, breathable. They come in a lot of different sizes for adults and kids. And when you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, don't you want one that's going to give you real protection? Ours are also lab tested that show they're 99.9% antimicrobial. And that's a big deal.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information and to order, go to BoomerNaturals.com or just stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals Nano Silver Masks and Gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet cheeks feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
This is the story of Mrs. Clark, who has lived on this very block most of her 80 years, often seen walking to town or serving brownies to the neighborhood kids, and everyone loves her. 2 years ago, a certain family member moved in to look after Mrs. Clark, and that's when everything changed. Mrs. Clark became the victim of elder abuse.
Elder abuse is often closer to home than you think or want to believe. McGruff, the crime dog here. The National Crime Prevention Council wants you to know the signs of elder abuse. Bruises, isolation, reduced activities, poor hygiene, depression, and financial problems. Protect yourself and speak out if you recognize signs of abuse in others.
Elder abuse is a crime that affects over 2 million senior citizens every year. Even more astounding, it's most commonly committed by a family member or someone they trusted. If you suspect abuse, contact your local law enforcement agency. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
Lovers of what? Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
My buddy Charles asked me the other day, he said, do people really call you and ask what the name of your bank is? What do you mean? You think I just make that up, Charles? Think I just come on here on the radio airwaves and lie? Wouldn't the FCC get after me if I was just lying, Jeffrey? Wouldn't they, like?
Absolutely.
They'd come after me.
We'd have big problems.
We'd have big problems. Yeah, absolutely. It actually does happen. What's the name of that bank again? Multiple people. Why? Because they're disappointed in their own bank. Because they're disappointed in their own bank, the way they've treated them over the last 5 to 10 years. And then it all gets highlighted in the pandemic. Like, the hell with this, man. What's the name of the Calkins? What's the name of that bank? Triumph's the name of that bank. Different level of banking. Try it. Invest in the community, making banking easy for you. Let's do the NFL, baby. All right, the big stories of the weekend. Jadeveon Clowney to the Tennessee Titans. Think that's the biggest story of the weekend?
I think so, right? It certainly felt... I think you said it best. Because we know Deshaun Watson, like, the Texans were going to keep Deshaun Watson. Like, that wasn't...
Yeah, the number's interesting.
Right, but in general, I think...
Great contract for him.
Yes.
And he got big money and didn't have to sign his life away like Patrick
Correct.
Mahomes did. Patrick Mahomes did such... I hate it, but, like, he did the Chiefs an enormous favor.
Yeah, but contract. He also got to say, I signed a contract for $500 million.
I know.
That's awesome.
And he gave him a home team... You got $500 million.
Yes, and a home team
and
discount.
A home team discount. Okay, what does Jadeveon Clowney do for you? What do you think? What do you think he does? Obviously, he's not the Jadeveon Clowney that he was supposed to be when he was the number one pick in the draft.
Correct, right? But it does give them – it gives them – like, their defense was kind of bend but don't break. Now this gives them a pure pass rusher
He's not
on the
edge. He turns out he's a better run stopper, edge setter than he is – now – his best sack year was like 9.5, I think, and it was when Vrabel was the linebacker's coach.
Correct.
And coached
at
him. So with the Texans. But, listen, they basically got rid of Jarrell Casey.
Correct.
And I'm a believer in Jeffrey Simmons. And
yes.
So you have Jeffrey Simmons up front and Clowney up front. I think that's a handful.
Yeah, and, I mean, the other thing is you signed him for 1 year. It's $15 million. It's kind of a... You know, you waited this out. You took the gamble. You knew this was a guy that you wanted, but you didn't end up having to give him the 4 or 5 year deal that, you know, that could perhaps set you back for a very long time. And you're in win now mode, and this gives
perfect.
You some flexibility.
It's perfect. And listen, the defense was weird. Like, the defense was the question on this team. Defensive coordinator's gone. Dean Pease, right? He finally retires for a second time. Jarrell Casey, as I mentioned, is gone. Cornerback Logan Ryan is gone. And so you now Clowney, by the way, your pure pass rusher had 3 sacks last year. But he's a force.
Right.
I think we can say he is a force.
And I think his role will be a little different with the Titans than it was with Seattle.
Oh, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. And obviously, here's the other thing. I think the Titans are becoming, and I think they're becoming a respected organization.
Yeah, they do smart things now.
They do smart. Vrabel is.
Yes.
Like, it's just like my Bills. I feel like they've become a respected organization. People don't respect Josh Allen particularly, but they respect the organization doing smart things. And I think the Titans, who were forever, yeah, they had their run to the Super Bowl, and they had Butt, but like Butt Adams was never,
yes,
that organization was never respected under Butt Adams. And I think now it is becoming a respected organization. The question, of course, for them is, can that offense?
Was last year an outlier, right, or is Tannehill really
Tannehill,
this type of
Derrick
player?
Tannehill, Derrick Henry. Tannehill, questions about both for these reasons. Not really about Henry, but questions about Tannehill because, like, he never had a year like that before.
Correct.
Sort of had been dismissed as a journeyman. And Derrick Henry because running backs take hits and they don't, you know, they fall off cliffs, right?
He had a lot of carries.
You assume Todd Gurley's always going to be Todd Gurley until he stops being Todd Gurley.
Exactly.
Right? And so you assume Derrick Henry's always going to be Derrick Henry until he stops being Derrick Henry. But if that offense can be what they were at the end of last year, I don't know.
Definitely a formula.
How do you see the Colts are the favorite, everyone's favorite in that division, I think, aren't they?
I think the Texans are technically the favorites.
Are they? How do you see it? I think Philip Rivers is done.
So I don't think Philip Rivers is... I don't think Philip Rivers is some type of, yes, I know they got bad quarterback play last year, but I do not see it as Philip Rivers completely changes the entire outlook of that franchise. So to me, the two teams that it really boils down to are the Titans and the Texans. And there's very much a contrast of styles. But if you're asking me which Belichick protege do I believe in more, Vrabel or the butt chin, I'm going with Vrabel. Bill O'Brien's ability to coach an offense into just nothingness and mediocrity is second to none.
Well, what's interesting is the way you're dismissing the Colts, right? They had DeForest Buckner.
And I think they actually...
Darius Leonard, like they have
built a very good roster. I just don't think Rivers...
In the end, unlike most people who... Like, I'm looking at a power ranking right now in The Athletic. They're 12th.
Yep.
Tennessee Titans 13th, Texans down at 17th.
So currently right now, the Colts...
Brandon Cooks, Randall Cobb, and David Johnson are like the Bill O'Brien weapons around Deshaun Watson. He didn't do Deshaun Watson any favors.
Currently, the Colts are a slight favorite at plus 120. The Titans are right behind him at plus 165, and they have the Texans down now to 350.
Anyway, it should be a fun year in Nashville. By the way, you know how I'm,
By the way, Derrick Henry, what would you guess in 4 seasons how many carries he's had?
Don't know.
804. 110 his first year, 176 in year 2, 215 in year 3, 303 last year.
Wow.
Including 118 playoff carries.
The other big news of the weekend, Deshaun Watson gets his contract. So Mahomes and Deshaun Watson both taken in that draft. Mitch Trubisky, by the way, named the starter in
Get fired up,
Chicago.
Bears fans.
You know, I'll be honest. If I'm a Bears fan, I don't hate it. I mean, I hate my life.
Sure.
I hate that you could have had either Mahomes or Watson and
right.
You took Trubisky.
Yes.
I hate that, but... Of the quarterbacks there, like, I don't mind giving him one more spin before you go to Nick Foles. Like, I don't think either of them are probably the answer, right?
Right.
So why not try just maybe the light goes on?
And the other flip side of it is if it doesn't work out this year for Trubisky, it's over.
It's
so
over.
You can move,
done.
You can
yeah,
move
you're just
on.
Done.
It's done. You,
know, this
you, don't
last
to,
year.
You don't have to worry and whatnot. It's done. And additionally, Foles is much better as the closing quarterback.
You can't do
like,
it the
he's
other
not
way
a
around.
Starter. He's a closer. He's Rivera. He's, you know, Mariano Rivera wasn't giving you seven innings.
Obviously, you haven't in camp gotten the Nick Foles, the Super Bowl Nick Foles, or he would have the job. Right?
Correct.
But that's because that's not who he is. He had an incandescent run.
Exactly.
And
those are great deep ball.
Okay. But then the question is the Cowboys and Dak.
Yes.
It clearly wasn't. It wasn't a mistake for the Cowboys not to pay Dak if they don't believe in Dak.
Correct.
But if they believe in Dak,
you should have paid him.
The lesson is you just got to pay him.
It's like, the new Kirk Cousins. It's you keep franchising him. And in the end,
but then he walks.
The team in Washington.
Then he walks. Well, and here's the thing. Your team, like there are a lot of people who are predicting Chiefs-Cowboys Super Bowl.
Yes.
Right? So your team in Dallas, like Zeke isn't getting younger, right? I mean, he's a running back, right?
Correct.
So you're poised to win now. You don't want to start with zero with a quarterback. I mean, I guess you could get Cam next year, right? Or but like
sure.
So it wasn't maybe clearly a mistake. Unless you don't believe in Dak. And there was a time last year where you were not believing in Dak.
No,
you still don't believe in Dak.
No, there was a time last year where I started to reconsider if I do now believe in Dak, and I got by the end of the year I was like, yeah, no, I still don't believe in him.
So you don't think a mistake by Dallas?
No, I think
you think they can whatever they can pick
you
up.
Squeeze every
they,
ounce.
They have great receivers.
Yes,
they have a really good offensive line.
Yes,
they got a great running back.
Yeah,
they don't have a head coach anymore.
Criminally
underrated defense, and you can go pick a Cam.
Yeah,
could be as good, or next year's Phillip Rivers, but you don't like Phillip Rivers.
Right,
could do what Dak does. You're convinced.
Yes. I'm convinced with that offense. There are, I think Dak is an above average NFL quarterback, but I think
but
there's
probably.
But you
can get an above average NFL quarterback and not pay him $40 million.
Exactly.
Obviously, if you had Mahomes, you'd pay him $40 million and you'd be happier, but you don't have that.
Here's how my contract negotiations would go with Patrick. Patrick, give me a number. I don't know. How about $500 million? Done. That's how my negotiation would go. We'll figure out the details at a later date.
Okay, Paxton Lynch was released. We done there?
Feels like it, doesn't it? Because even if he's going to be do the backup role, like the guys that keep getting the backup jobs are guys that you know, don't have Paxton's skill set. They're guys that have played a little bit, whatnot. I mean, Blake Bortles is basically done in the NFL right now, it looks like.
Right. How much did he make? Do we know how much he made?
Paxton.
Yeah, how much, like, he made a nice little living for himself there for a while, right? I presume?
I'm looking up his cash earnings. So, in how many years is this? Total career earnings for Paxton. He made $8.8 million.
Come on, man. This is not awful.
I'll trade.
Now, I wonder how much that he got.
Correct. Total cash, $8.3 million is what it says.
Yeah, but I mean, then it goes to the agent. Right. Agent, taxes,
usually around
et cetera.
3%.
So he probably got, he certainly got $5 million.
Yeah, if you made me guess, I would say his take-home was $4 million when it's all said and done.
So Paxton's not in the league, but here are among the players who are in the league. Ready?
Yep.
Steven Gostkowski is with the Titans. Daryl Henderson is with the Rams. Arthur Maulet is with the Jets. Anthony Miller is with the Bears. Bobby McCain is with the Dolphins. Bryce Huff.
He made the Jets. Congrats to him.
Yep, good for him. Patrick Taylor is on IR with the Packers, so he's still getting a paycheck. That's nice.
The unfortunate 500.
Chris Claybrooks.
Oh, yeah.
From last year. He had a lot of physical tools. He is on the Jags. Did I mention Jake Elliott? Jake Elliott on the Eagles. Antonio Gibson with the Washington football team. Jannard Avery with the Eagles. Tony Pollard still with the Cowboys. And Dontari Poe is on IR with the Cowboys. That's a nice roster. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 NFL players right now for the Memphis football team.
And to your point,
I don't know what it used to be 10 years ago, but it didn't feel like that. And some of them are awesome.
I was saying, to your point about where we are with Memphis football, a lot of those names, most of those names are recent names. And that kind of shows, hey,
yeah, you got the,
this isn't
you got
an illusion.
Terry Poe, you're exactly right. Let me look real quick, see how many of those names are recent names. Of those names, are we going to call, we'll say the last three coaching staff.
Yeah.
Of course, most players in the NFL are recent, right?
I mean, sure.
Particularly, but so last three coaching staffs, it's McCain was obviously Fuente, Miller was recruited by Fuente, right? A walk-on. Huff is Mike, I think. I mean, he certainly reached his zenith under Mike.
Yeah.
Mallett, I think, was Fuente. Patrick Taylor.
Fuente, right?
Was he recruited by Fuente?
Pretty sure, because of the Texas. Remember, Fuente was in Texas.
But obviously, he reached his zenith under Mike. Clay Brooks, I think, is Mike. Jake is Mike. Antonio Gibson is Mike. Gostkowski, that's an old one.
Yeah, that's a Tommy West.
That's a Tommy West. Did he kick on a Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
He did, yeah. Henderson was Fuente. You know, for a guy who can't recruit, Fuente recruited a hell of a bunch of pros. He was good at identifying.
Yes.
Right? Jannard Avery was a Fuente.
Yep.
Poe was an old one. And Tony Pollard was a Fuente.
Did you say Daryl?
Daryl Henderson. Was he Fuente or was he Mike?
I think Daryl was Fuente because didn't he redshirt?
Almost all of these guys are Fuente recruits.
Yeah.
Not Gibson. Not Jake, I don't think. Not Clay Brooks. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Now, there's more guys who are Mike recruits. You know, Gainwell. Gainwell's going to be an NFL player. He's a Mike recruit.
Yeah.
So I don't know if Coxie is going to be an NFL player.
It's going to depend on what DeMonte runs.
And I know that was said
on the broadcast, and I know that upset some Tiger fans, but I think that's 100%.
Oh, that's true. But he's not gonna run 4.4. Like he's just not. Like that's not what he is. He's a very good college receiver, right?
Yes.
He uses his body.
So
he's
well.
Long. He's all of that. Like, so if he makes it, it'll be as a sixth receiver somewhere. But you can do that. You can hang on as a sixth receiver.
Heck yeah, you can.
And you wanna save your You want to save your Super Bowl picks for later on in the week?
Yeah, let's do that.
Does anyone feel, when's the last time a team felt as much of a lock as Kansas City feels?
Wasn't
it like the 15-1 Patriots or something like that?
Excuse you, the 18-1 New England Patriots. I was about to say, it feels like the 2008 Patriots, 2007-2008 Patriots. That's the team.
Are they that much of a lock? Or is this the NFL, man? It just whatever happened. Crazy stuff. You can't pencil anyone in.
Here's the question. Jeff, do we know how are the Chiefs going to deal with a Super Bowl hangover? Like, that was the thing about the Patriots. Even after they won the first one, they still had a hangover. They had to learn how to be repeat champions.
You believe in that hangover thing?
Yeah, I do to an extent. Because if you think about it,
I do, because in addition to the hangover, there's often a lot of turnover.
Exactly.
I believe in the Super Bowl turnover.
Yes.
Guys want their money, right?
Yeah.
They win their Super Bowl, now they want their money.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is the Chiefs haven't really been damaged by that at all. They're, you know, like Mahomes is back and his five leading receivers are back, and then they add Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who most people think could very well be the, you know, rookie of the year.
Well, and I do think the thing that's going to – I think in the NFL, what we're going to see, or at least my prediction, is the teams that have offensive continuity, those teams are going to be so far ahead because defenses have not been able to tackle. Like, you think about training camp and whatnot. So if you know, if you have an offensive identity and you know what you're doing and you're pretty comfortable, I think there's going to be massive advantages for you.
Well, and here's the other thing. They do have to go up against the Ravens. Like, I think...
Sure.
There is a number one team, but there is a clear number two team, too. And it's in their conference. And, I mean, aren't the Ravens the clear number two team? Or are you putting San Francisco up there?
No, the Ravens are clear number two for me.
Yeah. Whereas, like, we used to think the Warriors were automatic.
Yeah.
Right? They were automatic.
Yeah. It was just them. It was them. It was when are they going to see LeBron? Like, we were just waiting for, is LeBron going to be good? Does LeBron's supporting cast have enough this year to make it interesting?
Big drop off after that. Who's the third best team in the AFC?
Third best team in the AFC
might it actually
be
emerge?
The Bills. I know. I'm not
yeah,
even
I'll never
picking
believe
at
that.
You. But
how,
like,
about, how about the Steelers?
Yeah, but I mean. How much does Big Ben have left in the tank? I mean, you want to talk about a guy, like, we started the segment talking about Derrick Henry and how many shots.
They were decent last year with Duck Hodges.
Oh.
They were and he was cut.
Yes. It turns out if your nickname as a quarterback is Duck.
He was cut.
Probably not, the NFL's not in your
future. Duck Hodges, and they were 8-8 with Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges. They got Minkah Fitzpatrick's been great. TJ Watt's great. If Ben is Ben, I think they're the third best team. But honestly, I could see the Titans being the third best team.
I can also see the Patriots being the third best team.
Yeah, and I suppose...
The Patriots' defense didn't get any worse.
If you insist, I could see the... Well, the Patriots' defense did get worse. The Patriots' defense missing like five starters from last year's team. Let me look here.
The problem with the Patriots is every time someone opts out, I just assumed it meant
they're done.
Well, no. I assumed that Bill told them to opt out.
I mean, the secondary is great. They still have a great secondary. The NFC is really a jumble, right? You got Dallas. You've got San Francisco. You've got Seattle. You've got New Orleans.
Yes.
Those four?
Yes.
One of those four.
Yeah.
In the Super Bowl, those four?
Like who? The only other option, like, I still don't know what to do with the Rams. Like, I think Shanahan is a great coach, but in the end, I just do not think Garoppolo is good enough. Like, we saw in the end, Garoppolo needed to make a couple of throws. He could not do it, and they lost. So if you're telling me to pick the dark horse, I think it's Seattle because I think Russell Wilson is awesome. But I'm going to find myself yet again here. I'm just going to probably go with the Saints.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with the one story you've been waiting for, a remarkable moment on TV over the weekend. We'll talk about it. Jeff Cockinshaw, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Right now, make up for lost time with the new BMW R1250 GS from Performance Plus Cycles. With 136 horsepower and a camshaft control system, you're assured consistent power delivery. Whether in the city, motorway, or off-road, every mile makes you feel more free. Test ride today at Performance Plus, located off Pleasant View Road, or check out their BMW inventory online at performanceplusscycles.com. Remember, make life a ride with a BMW motorcycle.
Goodyear knows why we all love basketball. It's the sound of the buzzer, the roar of the crowd, the swish of the net. It's the spin on the ball as it's released, the squeaking sneakers before an inbound pass, the timeout that gives us perspective on the moment. We love basketball because we love movement. And now that it's back, we're asking you, the fans, What moves you? Goodyear. More driven.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Ask for it at your local automotive retailer.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Arch Fit Shoes.
If you've never tried Arch Fit Shoes from Skechers, you're missing out on next level comfort. Saying you like comfort but not trying Arch Fit is like saying you like Italian food but you've never tried pasta. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists who used over 20 years of data to create a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all day comfort. Arch Fit distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. You don't need an arch problem to love how they feel.
See all the styles of machine washable Arch Fit Shoes now at Skechers.com.
Pros today have to do whatever the job calls for, and the Home Depot is here to help make that easier. With a wide range of delivery options, you can get what you need from job lot quantities to small supply runs delivered where and when you need it. Don't want to buy the tool? Rent it. We've got the most innovative products and more ways for pros to find them, in-store and online. Pros are changing, so are we. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen. I just said,
we're going to have a good day, and all my homies want to ride today.
That's right.
Orange Kool-Aid go good with Patron.
Oh, no, hell no, boy.
It's still my ringtone, free car wash. Had to clean up the Dodge. Get back when I can, just play.
All right, back on the Jeff Cox Show. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for. Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air presents the one story you've been waiting for. Visit Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air at bestcaretn.com. Jeff's one story you've been waiting for. Now.
Well, game day came off. Do you watch game day?
I did not watch game day this Saturday.
Because you were doing home moving stuff, right? What were you doing?
Correct. And I had a very important group golf outing.
Group golf outing.
Yes.
Well, anyway, game day did happen.
Indeed.
And I was a little skeptical. They did a round table on the Black Lives Matter issues. And the Kirk Herbstreit went last. And it got a lot of attention. And in some ways, I saw the argument. Oh, great. You're turning the Black Lives Matter thing into another white guy. Like a...
Right.
Where the heroic white guy.
Right.
You know, like...
The white knight.
The white knight. Like, this is what you see in all kinds of movies, too.
Yes.
Like, the white guy comes to the rescue.
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
What was the movie? What movie were you just thinking of?
Hardball, in which Keanu Reeves... pay his bookie, has to go coach an inner city.
It was a very famous 3D movie. What the hell was it? Anyway, the white guy is the hero to the, you know, the.
Yes.
Is a. And so I saw some
white
blowback
savior,
of that, right? Whatever. Like, great, isn't it? Like, even Kirk Herbstreit wouldn't want the message to be, isn't Kirk Herbstreit great? Like, we should really be. So I think that. But I do think what he said is significant because, anyway. You go, you have this whole roundtable discussion, and then you go to Kirk Herbstreit. And Kirk Herbstreit, let's be honest, he's not your bleeding heart liberal.
No, pretty milquetoast, says nothing.
Right, he's not but I even get the sense that he's...
I mean, he's a son of a football coach from Ohio.
Yeah.
Like, I think
he is not your bleeding heart liberal.
Yeah.
And they go to Kirk Herbstreit, and this is what happens next.
What does that lead to? You go back to practice the next day. What will lead to change? And I really think, I was talking to David Shaw, the head coach at Stanford, who really, he and I had a great talk. I love listening to his wisdom and his thoughts. And he shared a quote to me and reminded me from Benjamin Franklin. He said, justice will be served, justice will not be served until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are. And I think that's what I mean when I think the black community is hurting. If you've listened and the word empathy and compassion over these last 4 months, how do you listen to these stories and not feel pain and not want to help? You know what I mean? It's like wearing a hoodie and putting your hands at 10 and 2. Oh God, I better look out because I'm wearing Nike gear. Like what? What are we talking about? And so you can't relate to that if you're white, but you can listen and you can try to help because this is not okay. It's just not.
It's not.
And we got to do better, man. We got to like lock arm in arm and be together in a football locker room. That stuff is gone. Those barriers are gone. And we got to do better.
It's one of the things and why sports can be such a leader in this area. It's happened throughout history, dating back to Jesse Owens and Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali and the number of changes that have been instituted and awareness brought to because of sports. And there's a lot of good going on in college football. I know that even the Navy players have met with police departments.
So Kirk Herbstreit breaks down in tears. And again, like the issue shouldn't be Kirk Herbstreit.
Right.
In the end, like what he said to me is the guts of it.
Yep.
Rather than just, like you can argue, we can argue about it. We can all be dug in on our positions about it, et cetera. But I actually don't understand how if you just listen. If you just listen, how it isn't impactful to you. Like, how you then, like, just listen. Listen to the stories that African-American players, coaches, talk about what their lives are like and how they have been treated. And then I don't understand how you can't feel like, okay, we should probably do better than this. Like, other Memphis fans were mad about this, still mad about it. I still got the whole mad about the Black Lives Matter sticker. It's just a damn sticker that says, here, it's what it says, Black Lives Matter. That's it, matter. It's not the organization. They're not endorsing the organization. Lots of people like to conflate the two. They're not. That's not what they're saying. They're saying literally, they want you to join them in saying, Black lives, it's a big statement, I know, matter.
Super controversial.
Like, I don't get why that's controversial. And then if you listen to them, like, you say, well, I understand why we're having this conversation now. It's really, that's what, to me, was the significant part about it. Not that Kirk Herbstreit broke down crying, but, like, the guts of what he said were just, like, listen. Just if you listen and really listen, not listen ready to say your part. Because a lot of listening, and I'm guilty of this, too. When you listen, you're not really listening. You're just waiting for the chance to talk, right, to respond. You're just, okay, now my turn.
Mm-hmm.
No, if you listen to really listen, I don't understand how any of this is really very controversial. And by the way, I commend the University of Memphis because in all of this, they've had to see their way through a pandemic. They've had to see their way through these social justice issues. And with Ryan Silverfield at the helm and David Rudd, they've just done the right thing. You know, they put the sticker on, they had the march, they listened to their players, they listened to the health department. Like, they're just trying to be decent and good and listen to their players and to listen to the experts and just do, like, I commend them for it. Anyway, What's coming up next on 92.9?
Here's what's coming up next.
Steph, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John, NBA insider for ESPN. PJ Carlissimo will join them at 11:25. Brian Scalabrine will join them at 12:25. Jason Fitz at 1:25. John Martin will join us on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 3:05. Stephen Johnson of the Daily Memphian joins GP at 4:25. Jeff will join him at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow. For now, our work is done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hi, I'm a 2020 census taker. As I walk around your neighborhood, you'll see my census bag and ID badge. I'll also be wearing a mask and following local guidelines for everyone's safety. And behind other census taker masks, you'll find new graduates wanting to make a difference. Retirees or veterans giving back to their community. People committed to doing right by getting the nation's count right. We're coming to assist anyone who hasn't completed the census yet. We'll stop by to ask some simple questions that will impact funding and planning for things like healthcare, emergency services, education, and job training, along with determining congressional representation for the next 10 years. But right now is your chance to make a big difference. So come out and say hi at a safe distance. Time is running out, but there's still time to shape your future.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.